You know, we got just about everything accomplished that we needed to. You know, it was a different camp and that we didn't go. You know, the traditional two-a-day practices, we got a lot done inside. I think overall, condition-wise, we're in good shape because we took advantage of some additional time to lift, and we lifted different. So physically, we're in good shape. You know, we got two preseason games left, and these will be, you know, the two important tests for us to get ready for the Open. And but I think, you know, we've got young guys that have proven that, you know, they know how to play in this league. They've gotten better. We've got, you know, some veterans that have come out and had solid camp. So overall, you know, we're okay. But, you know, this is the game that always concerns you, because even though we're not away and breaking camp, the third preseason game is the one where the distractions, you know, can have its effect on it, because, you know, we break camp tonight, the guys are moving home, you got all those things. And so what we need to do is make sure we go in there and execute, play smart football, play hard football, and find a way to win the game.
Do you go through halftime?
Sorry?
Do you go through halftime?
Most everybody will play the first half, yeah. And there'll be a few exceptions, but that's the intention. I said all along we're going to build, and we're going to continue to build. So we'll expect them to make the turn next week in Green Bay and come out in the third quarter.
Do you break camp feeling like, hey, I got everything in so far that I wanted to get up to this point? Or
no, we still have a number of things we have to work on. I mean, we worked on the basics, we worked on the fundamentals, we worked on the core aspects of our offense and defense special teams, and now we'll start, you know, we'll dedicate obviously a couple of practices to, you know, our first opponent, and, you know, start fine-tuning some things that we won't typically show, but things we'll continue to work on.
The Dizzy Bat Race today, the hot dog, ketchup and mustard came out.
Yeah, there. we gotta go back to basics now and just give them the bat and the football. Get it a little out of hand.